Those of us who do Christianity in the West, those of us who do Christianity in our culture, this text has our name all over it. Has our name all over it. You see, we love what we believe and we love what we do for Jesus. But how many of us purely, unreservedly love him? He says, here's my problem that I have with you. Now, listen to these words. Some lazy preachers have butchered this familiar passage. Listen to the words. My problem that I have with you is that you, the original puts it this way, you have left your first love. He didn't say you have lost your first love. Some of us preach that. Now, he didn't say you lost. It's a huge difference between leaving something and losing something. He said you have left your first love. That's the statement of the problem. So, great, wonderful, please believe right. Yeah, great, keep behaving right. But I got an issue with you. You have left your first love. Some time ago, a number of years ago, in fact, I before I became a senior pastor, I was out on the road speaking a great deal. I was doing one of these stadium events and real busy day ahead of me. Before I was going to fly out of town to go to the city to speak at one of these stadium events, we were doing a TV special there in Atlanta that I was giving some leadership to. I had flown in some leaders from across the country, excited about what this thing was going to do. And my day was just stacked up, and I had to hustle from there to go to the airport. You know how it is. And so I'm very seldom late for anything, Karen will tell you. And but that morning, I was crunched for time. So I get up, and I get all my stuff together, and I get in the car. And you know how it is. You're back on the driveway, and something is not, you're forgetting something, but you can't figure out what is it I'm forgetting. Hey, I got the cell phone, I got the computer, I got this stuff for the meeting, I got my bags, I got the tickets, I got all this stuff, I got the itinerary, and I'm going over this thing. I get halfway from my house to the office, and I'm at the light there at 138 and Highway 29. I go, oh, man, I left my wallet on the dresser. I didn't lose it. I knew exactly where it was. Now, this is going to help somebody here. Listen to me. Nothing on my agenda, nothing on my calendar that day was evil or wrong. It was all to advance the kingdom. But I had gotten so excited about where I was going and what I was doing that I ended up driving without identification. And many Christians are living the Christian life without identification. And what Jesus is saying here is that you've made the dastardly assumption that because you've got right theology and right beliefs and you're squeaky clean in terms of your values and how you're living, that that's portraying adequately the Christian life. He says, you have left your first love. The word first there is not to be taken, it's not the pedantic word for first or the order of priority. Do this, then this, then this, then this, then this. That's not what that word means. It's first in the sense, I'll use it's first in the sense of a priori. It's first in the sense of that which establishes all other priorities. Let me see if I can give you an illustration here. I used to say this a great deal, and a lot of my buddies in these marriage conferences, we used to say this a great deal. You ever say something, and you say it, it sounds good, but when you think about it, you go, yeah, there's something wrong with that statement. Let me tell you what the statement is, and you've probably said it yourself. I used to say all the time, I can tell what your priorities are by looking at your checkbook and your calendar. Now, the checkbook one probably won't lie. I mean, that's probably safe. What you spend your money on, I don't care what you say, is what's most valuable to you. But the calendar wrong, the calendar one is not necessarily right. The amount of time that you spend on something is not necessarily proportionately an insight into what's your priority. That's not fair. The truth of the matter is that if you're grown and working, you're going to spend more time on your job than you are going to be with your wife or with your kids or vice versa. So it's not a one-to-one relationship there. But check it out. My wife has veto rights over my schedule. I have traveled until I came to the church 50% of the time for many, many years. Even now, I'm very, very busy. But the truth of the matter is that if Karen had a problem with me being here at this conference, I would have picked up the phone and said, you know, I'm so sorry if I've caused you guys any pain. I'd like to repay it or whatever. But she's anchor. It is what establishes your priorities. And Jesus says, you have an alignment problem. You have left your first love. Your service for me has become first. Your little list of do's and don'ts have become first. And he says you left your first love. You got to be careful of making this distinction because some texts of the scripture, phileo and agape, are used interchangeably. But generally speaking, the word agape is God's unconditional love. Jesus is speaking to this church at Ephesus. In Acts chapter 19, I don't want to talk too much about the nature of this place, but Ephesus was a hell hole. You understand me? Major cesspool we're talking about here, okay? We're talking temple prostitutes. Read the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia's article on Ephesus. It was terrible. Paul spent more time in Ephesus than he did in any other city that he visited. Because of the, and his ministry had great miracles accompanied with it because of the demonic activity. These folks that he's writing about, writing to right now, they were former temple prostitutes. They were former practicing homosexuals. And all of them were all idol worshipers. And what Jesus is saying is, oh, look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you. You're coming out of those pagan temples just having done the nasty. You come out there and you were so messed up, you were hopeless and helpless, and there you saw this little man preaching in the agora, the marketplace, talking about this Jesus who died on the cross in your place and for your sin, rose again on the third day, how he could cleanse you from your sin, and you got all clean. You didn't know the difference between Habakkuk and Genesis. Now look at you. Look at you. Agape is very difficult to define. It's akin to trying to describe and define holiness because our human minds cannot fathom the pursuant, relentless love of an awesome God that would run us down to grab us and save us. So, when he says you have left your first love, what do we do?